your booty do that yoga.
Suddenly and then enroll at the local college, earn me a degree, and I could work weekends if I worked real hard. I could mow your backyard. I could go to Europe, travel with my friends. I could blow 1,000 Deutschmarks to get drunk in a pub with some Australians. Buy a giant backpack. Sew a flag on the back. Think never is enough, yeah, never is enough. I never wanna do that stuff. I think never is enough, yeah, never is enough. You never have to do that stuff. Never had to spend a summer planting trees. I never worked my way through forest inch by inch, doubled over.
Hello, radio listeners and very good friends. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, which is Tufts Freeform Radio. Please do not ask me why. I do not know. Welcome to the program. If you're a first-time listener, welcome. This is Hours of Pun. Wow, that is a phenomenal name, Ryan. Thank you, Ryan. And I'm sorry, that was very rude of me. I forgot to introduce my esteemed guest. So this is my very good friend, Ryan. And he will be joining us on the program today as we discuss our theme, which is the Tower Hour. So we just led off with Joan Tower, that was made in America. Now, Joan Tower, born in 1938, is a Grammy-winning American music composer. She's also a concert-level pianist and conductor. She has had a very decorated career, and this song that we just played for you is Made in America, again, that was commissioned by Ford Motors, who wanted some sort of propagandish piece for a 2005 ad campaign. It was performed by one of over 60 amateur orchestras commissioned for the event, and it was just all around a very, very nice time. All right, so we're going to move right along now. I'm going to ask my guest to introduce himself, this being, of course, the other Ryan who is in the room. Would you like to say a few words, Ryan? Yes, I would, Ryan, and thank you for having me on the show. You know, it was not easy to become an expert in towers. I had to do a large amount of personal, individual research over the course of several years. And while much of that research came from Wikipedia, much of it did not. Wow, Ryan, that is fascinating stuff, and we'll continue to check in with Ryan throughout our program. Now, I realize that the other Ryan and I, we share certain vocal similarities, and we also share, unfortunately, a very similar name. However, I don't anticipate this being an issue, and I'll tell you why. It's because my guest, Ryan, is wearing a very distinctive fancy hat. So we're going to keep checking in with him. Meanwhile, here is Leonard Cohen with Tower of Song. I very much hope you enjoy it.
My friends are gone and my hair is gray. I ache in the places where I used to play. And I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming home. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. Hank Williams, how lonely does it get? Hank Williams hasn't answered yet, but I hear him coughing all night long. Oh, 100 floors above me in the Tower of Song.
Way back when.
the bridges are burning that we might have crossed, but I feel so close to everything that we lost. We'll never have to lose it again. Now I bid you farewell, I don't know when I'll be back. They're moving us tomorrow to that tower down the track, but you'll be hearing from me, baby, long after I'm gone. I'll be speaking to you sweetly from a window in the Tower of Song.
Was certainly something, wasn't it, Ryan? Yes, Ryan, indeed it was. Back to you. Thank you, other Ryan. If you were just now joining us, I am Ryan. I'm here in the studio with my guest, who is also named Ryan, and this is Hours of Pun, the Tower Hour. That was Leonard Cohen with Tower of Song. And now we're going to read a tower-themed PSA. This one is on ladder safety. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it sends more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people, that doesn't seem right, who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So, I suppose if you ever want to use a ladder for a home safety project, you should bear in mind the towering nature of such an object and be very, very careful. Now, I'm going to turn the show over now to our in-studio guest, tower expert Ryan, who's going to tell us about Tower Records and their very interesting history. Thank you, Ryan. I'm so excited to be on the program. Let me reiterate how much of a fan I am. I listened to your first broadcast last week, and let me tell you, you did an exceptional job. Thank you, Ryan. All right. So, Tower Records is a Sacramento retail-based music store, and it began in 1960, filed for bankruptcy in 2006, and still exists as an online retailer. However, its contribution to music history and the evolution of certain genres in the United States cannot be understated. Tower Records was responsible in the early 1980s for much of the European new wave music, which was brought to the United States, but at that time was still very underground. This music would go on to inspire the grunge movement, along with, one might argue, the synth pop movement. So, with that in mind, one of the prominent British artists of the early 1980s and all throughout the 90s, even up until recently in our very own 2000s, was Depeche Mode. And here they are with their 1990 hit, Enjoy the Silence. So please enjoy the absence of silence.
enjoy the silence.
And what phenomenal silence that was. Again, that was Depeche Mode with Enjoy the Silence. And you are listening to Hours of Pun. This is the Tower Hour. Now, for those of you who are saying that I mispronounce the group's name, I say ba unto you. And not only does my in-studio guest, Ryan wearing a fancy hat, agree with me, but so does this expert whom I found on YouTube.
How they went to France to record some TV shows. And the French had problems with pronunciation because they were saying, you should be called Depeche Mode. And they were saying, no, sorry, we are called Depeche. So here's the proof. Listen in.
Yeah, it's quite embarrassing, actually, because, like, being called a French name over there, when we pronounce it wrong, and you go over there and you're saying to them, we pronounce it Depeche, and they say, no, yeah. Oh no, but it's a bit stupid, really.
All right, so there you have it, Depeche Mode, but of course you may have heard of them as Depeche. So now I'd like to get a little bit more serious on this, the Tower Hour, and talk about a tower that is very relevant in all of our lives, which is, of course, Donald Trump's colossal, amazing, and simply, there's no other way to describe it. It is a powerful tower. Now, if you're not familiar with Donald Trump and his amazing stamina, Donald Trump received his impressive endowment largely from his father. And I know we like to think that these things don't run in the family, but the fact of the matter is that Donald Trump never could have erected such an impressive, large tower without the help of his father. But that is all right with us here at Hours of Pun, because, dear radio listeners, Donald Trump, of course, has our full endorsement for president, and how could he not, with such an impressive, nice-looking tower? And now I realize that it is not the largest tower in the city, but I just want to say that if Donald Trump is elected president, every American will feel the full breadth of Donald Trump's mighty tower pounding at the bottom of their hearts. Here is my brightest diamond with This Is My Hand.
This is my hand, this is my wrist, this is my arm, this is my fist, like a twisted vine wraps around entwining. This is my face, this is my mouth, this is my eye, this is my brow, like lilac wine pouring out to thee. This is my shape, this is my form, this is my age, this is my frame, this is my mind, this is my voice, this is my heart, this is my choice, this is my thigh, this is my sex, this is my hip, this is my breast, this is my shadow, this is my hate. This is my line, this is my doubt, this is my gloom, my flame, my joy, my aim to love. my shape, this is my form, this is my age, this is my frame, this is my mind, this is my voice, this is my heart.
I'm Jamie Foxx for.
So we were not intending on taking a break from the music right now. However, YouTube has decided to show me a very interesting advertisement. So it is gone now. We are back. Enjoy.
Build your walls, now we'll play my bloody part.
But I'm on every other Thursday, noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? We're all volunteers here at WMFO, and we don't have much money. So we'd really appreciate it if you could help us reach our fundraising goal of $5,000. You can send a tax-deductible check made out to the trustees of Tufts University and mail it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Mass. 02155. Or you can go online to WMFO.org for more information. Thanks so much.
Shazam.
All right, that was one of our local DJs, whose name I did not catch, with a call for donations. We would really love to have your money. However, unlike the unnamed DJ whose name I did not catch, I do not take requests. Except from my good friend in the studio, Other Ryan. Hello, Ryan. It's been a while since I checked in. Do you have any other great tower-themed music for us on this The Tower Hour? Yes, Ryan. In fact, I do have something for you. I thought you might. Well, you are in for a treat, because this next artist, Joseph Bertozzoli, makes music on structures. Interesting, Ryan. Could you tell me more? Yes, in fact, I actually can. And some of this information did not come from Wikipedia. Intriguing and riveting, Other Ryan. Thank you. Now, this album is called Tower Music. It is composed entirely of samplings made from percussive strikings of the Eiffel Tower in Paris, France. It is a very experimental, avant-garde piece which took hours upon hours of careful planning and work. And yet still, it somehow sounds worse than Tufts Beats wailing on a $3 trash can. Without further ado, here is Joseph Bertozzoli with Tower Music. Thank you. Wonderful. If you're just now joining us, that was Tower Music by Joseph Bertolossi, played entirely on the Eiffel Tower. And this is the Tower Hour on WMFO Medford. I am your host, Ryan. Thank you for being here today. We've got about 20 more minutes of freeform music and fake talk radio for you today. And my guest, who is also named Ryan, is going to explain the next song. Thank you, Ryan. Now, as an expert on all things Tower, I was thinking to myself before this program, how do I fill an hour with Tower-related music? Because in my vast area of expertise, I have come to realize there is not a lot about towers, and you may be thinking, what about the Tower of Terror? Couldn't you just play a Twilight Zone remix? Well, radio listener who is asking very perceptive, deep, and frankly rude questions of a volunteer radio host, the answer to your invasive question is that I may be playing such song later in a future iteration of the program in which I use another frightening theme rhyming with the word hour. So be in constant anticipation of that. However, this is about towering above people. Because you see, not only can tower be used as a construct, it can also be used as an adjective to describe someone who perhaps is very tall. And you know who is very, very tall is Shaquille O'Neal. But you know who is even taller, apparently, according to himself, is Afrojack, who self-professedly is 10 feet tall. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but he did write a very compelling argument, making his point quite clearly, and I would argue verbosely, although not incredibly concisely. Here is Afrojack with 10 Feet Tall.
I'm clumsy. It's a mess, cause you got me growing taller every day. We're giants in a little man's world. My heart's pumping, I'm so big that it could burst. I'm trying so hard not to let it show, but you got me feeling like I'm stepping on buildings, cars and boats. I swear I could touch the sky.
Oh,
You build me up from nothing into something. Yeah, something from the dark. Been trying so hard not to let it show.
Welcome back, and I am realizing I owe an apology to the artist Rabel, or something of that sort, who I neglected to credit on that last track. However, you may have realized by the two advertisements which have managed to worm their way into our program that I am playing most of my music off of the popular video streaming website YouTube.com. And so while you were being treated to that interesting recording, I was simultaneously watching the music video in studio, and I will tell you right now, it was terrible. So if I were Rabel Rabel, however you pronounce their name, I may have been happy not to have been credited on that last song. Regardless, I think we all knew that this was coming. Being that this is the Tower Hour, we need to take a break from our usual tongue-in-cheek style of comedy and speak truthfully and a little bit more respectfully about an incident involving towers, which is very pertinent and very close to home for most of us listening today. This is, of course, the Twin Towers in New York City, 9/11/2001. Now, we are going to play a song, a tribute to these. This is The Rising by Bruce Springsteen. And I hope you will enjoy it.
Can't see nothing in front of me. Can't see nothing coming up behind. Make my way through this darkness. I can't feel nothing but this chain that binds me. Lost track of how far I've gone. Far I've gone, how high I've climbed. On the backs of 60-pound stones. On the shoulder, half mile of line. Come on up for the rising. Come on up, lay your hands in mine. Come on. Bells are ringing, hell.
mountain in the sky filled with light. May I feel your arms around me. May I feel your blood mixed with mine. The dream of life comes to me like a catfish dancing on the end of my line. The sky of blackness and sorrow.
So, we're nearing the end of our radio program, this having been the Tower Hour with me, your host, Ryan. And I have been joined here for the last hour by my good friend, who is also named Ryan. And now, Ryan, is there anything that you would like to add? Ryan being, of course, an expert on towers. Thank you, Ryan. I just wanted to reiterate my love for the program, this having been the second episode that you have completed. I cannot stress enough how exceptionally talented you are and how amazing you are at creating a cohesive radio program. I would also like to laud you on your astonishing space-filling capabilities, this being 10:55 a.m. and your final song being only 2 minutes and 58 seconds long, I believe you are doing an exemplary job of filling the final 2 minutes that are necessary to bring you until 11 a.m. Thank you, Ryan. Wow, this really has been a journey. We started off listening to an artist whose last name was Tower. We moved into Tower of Song. We listened to a band which popularized the record label Tower Records. And by record label, I of course mean record store. Depeche Mode, or Depeche Mode, as they would insist it is pronounced. We listened to My Brightest Diamond, This Is My Hand, of course being in reference to Trump's. Anyway, we listened to Tower Music by Joseph Bertazzoli, and that was of course composed on the Eiffel Tower by whacking it with tiny little mallets. The next artist was 10 feet tall, Afrojack, of course, towering over others, followed by The Rising. And here is our final song of the program. Here is Hoops and Hip Hop's remix of the Sprout Tower theme from Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver. You're going to hear some very nice Japanese music. Shakuhachi flute, a koto, and a shamisen, and it's gonna have a hip-hop feel. I'm so excited. I hope you've enjoyed. This has been Hours of Pun with Ryan, the Tower Hour. Have a fantastic week and tune in next time. We do not know what the theme will be yet, but it will be surprising, innovative, and brilliant.